Welcome back to Yang Daily. The virus situation is getting nasty as travel is banned and events of all kinds are canceled around the country. The support and need for UBI stimulus continues to grow. Let's get to it. Tulsi Gabbard officially introduced her UBI stimulus resolution into the House of Representatives today, calling on the government to pass a carbon copy of Yang's UBI proposal, not including the payment plan, which no one seems interested in talking about for any of the emergency measures proposed. There are so many new voices and articles joining the call for UBI stimulus every day that it's too much to document in the time we have here. The support is truly exploding, and many are rightfully crediting Yang for being ahead of the curve. Today we got three very notable additions. The first is AOC. She sent a tweet calling for a consideration of emergency measures for COVID, including universal extension of health insurance, eviction freezes, elimination of work requirements for welfare, prison reforms, and, quote, no strings UBI programs, unquote. Unsurprisingly, this has thrown Yang Gang into a shocked frenzy of mocking AOC's apparent hypocrisy after she famously denounced Yang's UBI as a Trojan horse right-wing conspiracy to throw poor people out on the street. I feel I must clarify here that her position has not necessarily changed. Her objection to Yang's UBI was supposedly based on it not stacking with welfare programs, whereas her current proposal is both for a temporary emergency measure and for no-strings-attached UBI, implying it would stack with everything. So she's not actually being hypocritical in that regard. That said, her previous remarks on Yang's UBI were nothing short of slander, as she misrepresented it as stacking with no welfare programs, when it actually only conflicts with a few. She suggested welfare would be entirely removed, while blatantly ignoring that the only way that would happen is if it were replaced at a later date by a much increased UBI benefit that would compensate for the loss. And she pointedly ignored that every criticism she was lobbing about Yang's UBI applies equally well, if not more so, to Bernie's federal jobs guarantee, which also does not stack with welfare. For that, and Bernie's failure to correct her, I will not be able to trust AOC or Bernie until an apology is made, but we should nonetheless find common ground in supporting UBI stimulus and try to keep our outrage under control, lest we drive people away from the cause, as happened with Bernie's campaign. As Yang would say, whatever, it's cool. Every big name that adds their support to UBI stimulus is a win for us and for all the world. Humanity first, Yang Gang. Well, unless, of course, AOC's endorsement turns it into a partisan issue resulting in Republicans opposing it, but whatever, moving on. The second big-name endorsement is Paul Krugman, the New York Times armchair economist who staunchly opposed Yang's arguments for UBI during the campaign. It's quite a day for irony, it seems. Krugman tweeted, quote, "If the goal of a short-term stimulus is to put money in people's hands, then we should put money in people's hands. Just mail out checks," end quote. Indeed, Paul. Indeed. And the third UBI stimulus supporter is conservative talk show host and frequent Fox News commentator, Geraldo Rivera. When even Geraldo is agreeing with your progressive policy, you know it's a powerful movement. I wish I could see an alternative universe where the outbreak happened a few months earlier, during the heart of the campaign. When it's about people suffering and dying of wage slavery, no one seems to care. When it's a virus that starts impacting the wallets of the rich, it's suddenly top priority. Hashtag capitalist priorities. It's good there's so much support because the U.S. needs to get our act together on containing the outbreak ASAP. Ashish Jha, leader of the Harvard Global Health Institute, is on record saying that the U.S. government's response to the crisis has been worse than almost any other nation in the world. He specifically emphasizes our failure to implement proper testing for the virus, despite the test being widely available in other countries. The CDC decided to make its own test and then botched it, leading to massive delays while the virus spread undetected and continues to do so because testing is still not widely available here. Quite shocking. I heard from Trump that the government was reacting perfectly to everything. But what can you do to push UBI stimulus through? You can click the link below to send your representatives a copy of the UBI stimulus petition via Twitter's ResistBot AI. You can do the same via text messaging by sending sign OTBAXN to 50409. All this in the links, of course. If you'd like to call or compose a custom letter, just text RESIST to 50409, and it will give you the option to either call the appropriate number or draw up a quick and tidy template letter for you and have it sent to your representatives. Just follow the easy instructions and it will do the rest. I highly suggest doing both. With all the Yangang contacting our representatives in Congress and elsewhere to compel them to support UBI stimulus as the simplest, most immediate, most effective, most bipartisan means to prop up the economy, rescue all citizens, slow the spread of the virus, and secure their re-election, we can get this passed. It only takes a few minutes, so please add your voice to ours. We've never had an opportunity like this. You can also join us tomorrow in trending hashtag EmergencyUBI on Twitter. Finally, Padgett Kagi conducted an interview with Heidi Briones, Oregon's UBI congressional candidate, on her YouTube channel. If you'd like to get to know Heidi better, check it out in the links. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Help us trend hashtag EmergencyUBI tomorrow. Check out Heidi's interview with Padgett. Sign the UBI stimulus petition below. Tweet at Trump why UBI stimulus is the best solution. Use ResistBot to easily contact your representatives. And don't forget to Yang Daily.